Well, thousands of train commuters were hit with major delays last night on the Maynooth, Sligo, Newbridge, Northern and Dart services. Irish Rail said this was caused by a signalling fault. The disruption happened from 6:45, so about a quarter to seven, and went on for a number of hours. And Barry Kenny, communications manager with Éireann Ó Éireann, is on the line to tell us what happened. And Barry, quite apart from the fact that, you know, thousands of people were hit by this, it seemed to be fixed and then it wasn't. So tell us what happened.
Yes, Áine, as I say, it was a major signalling fault that covered the area directly between Dundalk and Greystones, but obviously there was knock-on effect on other routes that passed through that city centre area, so the likes of the Maynooth line as well. Quite simply, I suppose this was at a signalling control level. The communication with the other controls was lost with the fault. We worked, as you say, that was about quarter to seven. We were working to rectify that and it started coming back at about 10 to 8, 5 to 8. It did then have the fault recurred at about quarter past 9. So obviously people who were affected during that late portion of the evening peak would have been home at that point, but it did affect a smaller number of services later on. But we have rectified it now. Obviously it was very disruptive to people that were affected by it, and we apologise to them for it. But thankfully, all services are operating this morning and all those systems are operating fully this morning.
Right. Is there a delay, about a half an hour delay on the Bray to Howth line this morning?
There's a technical fault on one train. That isn't a signalling fault. That's not related to that at all. But there is a separate issue there that is affecting one northbound service there this morning. With a couple of services following it as well.
Have this kind of scale of signalling problem happened before?
Not at that scale, and certainly for that duration, thankfully. As I say, this was one that affected a very significant area. We did dispatch as well people to local kind of, you know, backup control panels. So as if the issue had continued, we were able to manage services across that section. And indeed, as a precaution, they remained in place all last night and this morning as well. But in terms of the scale, no. I mean, it is a system that we've invested in a few years ago to extend its life. It is one that we're in the process of replacing with our new National Train Control Centre, but it isn't a system that is giving us that type of issue, and we don't believe that there's a trend or a reliability issue arising from it.
Okay, so the fact that it's an ageing system that you've had to extend, you're still confident this problem won't be happening again until its replacement is in place?
As I say, it is something that we are investing because the scale of the network is going to expand. It's certainly the current system wouldn't cater for that. But with the fact that we're extending the capacity of the network on a number of lines and in time, we'll be opening new lines as well under our investment. We have a brand new train control centre being developed and a new system feeding into that in terms of train management and train control as well. But it's obviously no comfort to people that were impacted by the delays last night.
Okay, so fingers crossed that it all stays working between now and Christmas and into the future. Thanks for talking to us this morning. That's Barry Kenny there, who's communications manager with Éireann Ó Éireann.